Ottawa, Justin Trudeau announced Monday he will step down as Prime Minister and Liberal leader once the party chooses his successor. Here are some quotes. "Canadians deserve a real choice in the next election, and it has become obvious to me, with the internal battles, that I cannot be the one to carry the Liberal standard into the next election." Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. "Canadians desperate to turn the page on this dark chapter in our history might be relieved today that Justin Trudeau is finally leaving. But what has really changed? Every Liberal MP in power today and every potential Liberal leadership contender fighting for the top job helped Justin Trudeau break the country over the last 9 years." Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. "The problem is not just Justin Trudeau. It's every minister that's been calling the shots. It's every Liberal MP that looked down their nose at Canadians who are worried about high costs or crumbling healthcare. The Liberals do not deserve another chance, no matter who is the leader." NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. "There is no significant difference between the Liberal Party that we know and the Liberal Party that will be presented to us after there's a new leader." Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanquette. "As a lifelong Liberal, I look forward to joining tens of thousands of Canadians to choose our next leader. This is the biggest opportunity in over a decade that we've had to grow our party and welcome new Liberals, including Canadians concerned about the future of our country. Let's seize it." Christy Clark, former British Columbia Premier. "The United States can no longer suffer the massive trade deficits and subsidies that Canada needs to stay afloat. Justin Trudeau knew this, and resigned. If Canada merged with the U.S., there would be no tariffs, taxes would go way down, and they would be totally secure from the threat of Russian and Chinese ships that are constantly surrounding them." U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. President-elect Trump continues to make real threats about imposing sweeping tariffs that would devastate Canada's economy. In 2 weeks, the president-elect will be sworn in as America's next president and will have every opportunity to make his threats real. Between now and then, the federal government needs to do everything humanly possible to avoid these tariffs, including by doing more to secure our border and offering a credible plan to invest more in Canada's military to meet and exceed our NATO spending commitments. Ontario Premier Doug Ford. "At this critical time, Canadians need and deserve a prime minister and federal government with a clear mandate, won from the Canadian people, to negotiate with the incoming U.S. president and his administration on one of the most important international negotiations we have ever faced as a country." Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. "His resignation marks a turning point as Canada tackles unprecedented domestic and international challenges. Canada can't afford inaction with so much at stake. Unity is key. Political leaders, businesses, and communities must come together around our common opportunities. Canada's next prime minister must hit the ground running and be laser-focused on strengthening the Canada-U.S. trade relationship." Canadian Chamber of Commerce President Candace Lawing. "It should not have ended this way, but spring will come, the grass will grow and the Liberal Party will rise again." Michael Ignatieff, former federal Liberal leader. "If anyone knew what it would mean for his children if he were to become PM, as the child of a PM, Justin Trudeau knew. I have observed for many years how he has consistently prioritized his family's time and his children." Green leader Elizabeth May. "During his decade in office, Prime Minister Trudeau has taken meaningful steps to address issues that matter to First Nations. Over the past few months, we have seen significant delays in progress on key issues. While Parliament has been prorogued until March 24, 2025, the federal government must ensure that critical issues affecting First Nations remain a priority during this period of change." Assembly of First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak. "I thank Justin Trudeau for his years of service to Canada and Canadians. I wish him and his family the very best. Chrystia Freeland, former Liberal Deputy Prime Minister. I don't need to agree with someone on every issue to respect the sacrifice it takes to run for public office and serve. Despite our differences, we were able to have frank conversations as we discussed what was best for the people of Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 6, 2025. The Canadian Press staff.